You know, everybody's headed to the South Pole because of one big reason. NASA has been able to confirm that there are millions of tons of water ice locked into the permanently shadowed craters on the moon. So Russia's failed landing attempt was headed to the South Pole. NASA's upcoming commercial rovers, as well as their Viper spacecraft, South Pole. Everybody wants to go there and find out how much ice is there, and also the scouted as a future colonization spot.
Yeah, that's what's super fascinating, is we could make it a place where we, you know, end up, and then we using it possibly as a place to then head on to Mars.
Absolutely, Michelle. There is a crater named Shackleton, named for the South Pole explorer here on Earth, that the rim of that crater receives sunlight almost the entire lunar year. So if you've got water ice and you've got solar power, maybe you can start to mine that ice into liquid oxygen, liquid hydrogen, which is rocket fuel. We might have a big wah-wah in the lunar sky someday.
Well, that sounds nice, but, you know, it doesn't sound quite as rosy when you think that India has now made it there. Russia crashed trying to get there. The U.S., I would assume, would like to be there. It sounds like there's a lot of political conflict wrapped up in this.
Well, China's on the moon right now on the far side. They landed the first time ever on the far side, and India crashed in 2019 with their Chandrayaan-2 spacecraft. So kudos to ISRO for making it this time around. But yes, you know, John, there is some thought that there is a new quote-unquote space race, with it really concentrating on China and the U.S. because we are the only two countries that really have the capability to send humans, astronauts, or for the Chinese, taikonauts, to land on the lunar surface. And NASA is going to try it with their Artemis 3 launch attempt sometime 2025, 2026.